God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Transformed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Do you know you're not supposed to just embrace every thought? And just let every thought that would come by penetrate your mind and come into you. You need to look through the peephole at the door.
That's right.
And go, who are you? This is a very selective club. Very, very elite. Not just anybody can get in here. Where'd you come from? Who are you? And then you need to hold up the checklist. Right? Hold up the checklist and go, I'm sorry, you're not on the list. You're not on the list. So no, you can't come in. And if they come back, knock on the door to try to get in your mind another 45 times a day, what do you do? You're still not on the list. They're not going to be on the list. So they don't get in. You don't think about them. What does it say? Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Say it out loud. Casting down.
Casting down.
Imaginations.
Imaginations.
Bringing into captivity.
Bringing into captivity.
Every thought.
Every thought.
Every thought.
Every thought.
Every thought.
Every thought.
To the obedience.
To the obedience.
Of Christ.
Of Christ.
If it is not a Christ approved word, approved in agreement with redemption, faith, joy, life. Come on, go back to your list. Go back to your list. Go back to, if it's not in agreement with that, if it is not one of those kind of thoughts, it doesn't get in your mind. And friend, if we would do this, if we would actually do this, we would never have another down day. I didn't say you'd never have any tests or trials or temptations, but you would never choose to yield to it and get depressed. The Lord would always, no matter what happened, He would always give you life and joy and peace and victory.
Amen.
And He would keep you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
In peace, peace, total peace, the peace that passes understanding. And this is what every psychiatrist and psychologist is looking for. This is what every drug maker, cure for depression, anxiety, this is what everybody's looking for. And it's been here all the time.
Yes.
The problem is people would rather take a pill than control their mind. And it might put you in a zombie-like state, but it ain't going to fix you. And if you ever get clear-headed again, your problem will still be there. No, this is the answer. This is the answer. This is the way. Get your checklist out. Help me out. Let's finish this up. Get your checklist. Checklist. Here's a thought has come to your mind. It says, think about this. You just let it in? No, you got some questions. Is this thought a true thought? If not, bounce it. Is this thought an honest thought? Well, there's just so much dishonesty in the world, and there's just so much. Much of the church world spends most of their time talking about how bad things are. And they think that's spiritual. It's just the biggest mess, biggest lying, is corrupt bunch of folk. Did the Lord tell you could think about that?
No.
about how bad they are and all the shenanigans they've pulled off and how deceptive and how tricky, and you can talk about that and dwell on that through supper and riding in the car. He told you not to. Whatever things are honest. Whatever things are just. Well, that's just so unfair. Well, quit thinking about it. If you know it's unfair, that's something you're not supposed to think about. Knowing it, hearing it, knowing it, being aware of it, is not the same thing as meditating on it the rest of the day. If I hear something, I want to help. But I have found out worrying about it doesn't help. And hearing somebody go through, hash and rehash the details with me for 3 hours is not going to help. He told me and you, don't think about that. Didn't he? I like Brother Jesse Duplantis' counseling directive. He said, I'm not a pastor. He said, you don't want me counseling. He said, this is how I counsel. Admit it, quit it, forget it. Let's go. What's the problem? Let's try that out. Admit it.
Admit.
Quit it.
Quit.
Forget it.
Forget.
That's actually pretty good. I like that. What's wrong with that? Whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, that means clean. What if it's unclean? Oh, did you hear about that nasty, perverted stuff? No, and don't want to. It's just awful. Well, quit thinking about it. I just can't. It just stuck in my mind. And so, no, you want to think about it. That's why you've been thinking about it the last 3 days. You want to think about it. Oh, no, no. Yeah. Or else why'd you have quit? I'm just thinking about how bad everything's so messed up. And people have gotten so far off. And they're just, that ain't spiritual. That's being undisciplined. That's ignoring the word. I need to take you to another scripture. Can you help it? Ephesians, hold your place in Philippians, but Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5, verse 11. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to what? Even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. The scripture tell us don't talk about it. The perverted stuff they do. Don't talk about it. What benefit? You know, a lot of things, people didn't know, they weren't aware of it. They weren't even thinking about it till you brought it up and told them. Now they got that in their mind the rest of the day. This perverted stuff. They'd have been better off not meeting you right then. Well, it's just so bad. Well, quit thinking about it. It's just stuck in my head. Because you let it be. You choose to. No, whatever things are clean. What if you just think about clean things, only clean things? Unclean stuff comes, you go, no, you don't. No, you don't. You grab it, you throw it down. And you just think about clean. When you think about clean, it makes you smile. You go, oh, that's nice. Clean. True. Honest. Just. Pure. Keep reading. What else is on the list? Lovely. Isn't that lovely? Now that's a lovely thought. What's the opposite of lovely? Ugly thought. Don't open the door, look through the keyhole and go, whoo, that's an ugly thought. No. No, I don't let any ugly thoughts. I told you this is an elite club. No ugly thoughts in my club. Whatever things are of a good report. What's opposite of a good report? Okay, you hear a bad report. That doesn't mean that you can never hear one, but you heard it. Now you heard it. Now what do? You don't think about it the rest of the day and night. You don't lay there in bed and think about the bad report and lose sleep. What do you think about? Are there any good reports?
Yes.
In this book?
Yes.
Could you find one of them to think on instead of the bad report? You're not denying that the report was bad. You just don't have to think about it. Well, if this don't change, then this is going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, then you're going to lose that. And that's all going to go. Thank you for the report. Understand? And in your mind, you're thinking, I got to get out of here and get something else on my mind pronto. Because if I dwell on that, it will minister death to me. And how could you tell if you were thinking on the wrong thing? Help me out. How could you tell?
No peace.
No peace. What's it doing to you? What's it doing to you? Lovely. Good report. Virtuous. Excellent. What's opposite of excellent? Shoddy. Second rate. Junk. Don't need thinking about all that. Think about excellence. If there be any praise, if it's worth praising, what if it's not worth praising? Don't think about it. If it ain't worth praising, it ain't worth thinking about. Think on these things. Finally, go to Colossians. Third chapter. Colossians chapter 3 and 15. He said, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. See, this peace and this thankfulness goes together, doesn't it? We saw, don't worry about it, but pray about it and thank God and keep the right thing on your mind. You'll stay in peace. Peace and thanksgiving. Peace and thanksgiving. Let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which you are called in one body. Be thankful, and let the word of Christ, which contain his thoughts, let it dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Does that sound like being depressed? Sound like being upset?
No.
Can you choose to do this in every season, in every circumstance, in every situation? Can you choose to do this?
Yes.
You can. Listen to the Amplified on verse 15. The Amplified. Let the peace from Christ rule. Let it act as umpire continually. Man, that's exactly in line with the other passages that we've seen. Here comes a thought. Did it minister peace to you? No. You're out of here. Out of here. Bust that thing right out of there. No, I'm throwing you out of the game. Come in here, try to upset me. Not only am I not going to think about you, I am throwing you out. Let that peace rule. Let that peace act as umpire continually in your hearts. Deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds in that peaceful state in which as members of Christ, one body, you're called to live and be thankful. Hallelujah. Giving praise to God always. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet, everybody. Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Transformed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me